The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, I am back again at the start of a brand new year. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I took a little bit of a time off. You might have noticed we didn't have a show. And we still don't have a watching movies with my pastor. We're just still doing that podcast, but it's playing Lego Harry Potter with my wife, which we did do. And so that is available. And I don't know how well that works as far as just audio without hearing the game audio. So if you become a patron of even this show on Patreon, you'll be able to get a version of the audio and also you'll get video of it as well. So if you want to be able to watch it. A lot of things available to the Patreon and between this podcast and the other. Definitely worth it to go, and you'll find links for that at NeverlandPodcast.com, where you'll also find links to our shop, where I've been putting some new merchandise up. Some merchandise I've had trouble getting it to work, but I'm going to have some stuff for watching movies with my pastor, some merchandise up for that as well. But yeah, so a lot of things going on going into a new year. And I tell you what, today is the day to just go and look at a few of the movies that's coming up and a few things that's been released recently that I've been checking out. And hopefully we launch 2025 with some potential fun in the movie theaters. And I'm going to talk about a few of the movies. My criteria was that it has to be actually going to a theater. And of course, we don't do R-rated films around here. So there was that. But I got most of the ones that's going to be recent. Some of it's coming up late, and where it's like late in the year, and it's projected to be released, and it's not necessarily set. So I kind of set that as a parameter. But we're going to go over those today, as well as my reviews of Sonic 3, Wallace and Gromit: Vengeance Most Foul, and you know what? Something I've been watching this week. If we want to talk about what have I been watching over the past couple of weeks, I did sit down and watch, I guess, the second part of the final season of Cobra Kai. I didn't realize there was going to be three parts, but apparently we're going to get three parts before that film comes out and later on, which we'll talk about the movie, of course, later in the show. Now, I think I've said previously when I was talking about the first part of it, this felt like a very unnecessary season. It seems like they wrapped up most of the main storylines, and now they're just finding ways to rehash them again, and trying to make stuff make sense when it doesn't. Like, you know, how does John Kreese break out of jail and still manage to get on an airplane? I don't know how that happens. It doesn't make any sense. And then for other things, other people who should be locked away, it's, well, they got lawyered out, you know. Then charges were dropped. Really? How? What? It's just they give an excuse and they just kind of ask us to go along with it. But I'm like, I expect a little bit better in the writers. I mean, I feel like I'm being exploited for viewership and money at this point. Not to say that I was not entertained by the second half of this season. They barely moved the story along with Miyagi, And what was going on with, he's got some sort of secret thing. They've now, this, oh yeah, he was at this Senkai Tenkai tournament that the entire, this season is revolving around them going to the Senkai Tenkai, which, I mean, it's basically, it's a Mortal Kombat tournament. I mean, if normally you'd be a tournament, you'd be wearing pads and spar or whatever. And this is, hey, you know, you get a bonus points if you knock them out and nobody's wearing any protection. Now, these are supposed to be teenagers that are all competing in this world championship thing. What parent is going to be okay with bare knuckle boxing? You know, that's pretty much what's going on. I mean, these kids are just fighting. This isn't like a tournament where like, okay, we're doing no power thing and we're just, okay, if you make contact and it's a point. This is, we're beating the heck out of our opponents and trying to knock them, well, at one point, knock them off of a thing and down onto the ground off of a hovering platform. I mean, this is like, you wouldn't let your kids do this if you have kids. I don't have any kids, but I wouldn't let them do this. This is dangerous. This is, somebody's going to get seriously injured. So this, nothing about this season has really made any sense, honestly. But not, like I said, not to say that I haven't been entertained, and I've been entertained, but I've also sit there going like, wait, what? So that's what I've been watching primarily. That, and, you know, a couple episodes of The Office. Found the Care Bears available to watch on Tubi, like the old 80s Care Bears, you know, when the Care Bear Cousins came along and kind of took over the cartoons, about that level of stuff of Care Bears. So watched an episode of that the other day. And that's always fun. I've been watching some old cartoons, but I think that's primarily what I've been watching. I've been trying to watch a little bit more TV while I was actually home and catch up on some movies, that kind of thing. So yeah, it was nice to have a vacation. My vacation has already ended and I'm already back at work, and I bet you are too, but that's okay. You have me to hang out with here while you're working, and I'm done with work for my day currently. And then you're going to listen to this probably while you're at work. Right? So hopefully we're going to get through this together, get through another work week. All right. So what have I been playing? Now, when I went into vacation, I was going to play Red Dead Redemption 2. I was still working on finishing it, but I think I was reminded of why I didn't finish it the first time. And that there's certain parts of that game that get very frustrating to me, that I have no idea what in the world I'm doing, what the game expects of me. And I get like, okay, I'm done. And so as it happened again, I've reached another part of the game where I'm trying to prevent a war with the Native Americans or whatever. And I'm supposed to go and take some items back off the back of this wagon, and I have to manage to sneak up on it and somehow get on it. And I don't know how to get up on this wagon to search for the items I want. Things usually go wrong and they eventually spot me. I have to kill the two drivers of this wagon, but then I can't seem to figure out, okay, well, now that I've done that, how do I get in there and get what I need? It tells me to search the wagon. Well, how do I do that? I can't climb up into the wagon. I can only climb up into the driver's seat. And so that kept happening and head kept happening, kept happening. And I was like, okay, never mind. Forget this. So I stopped playing it and I started playing around. I need to go back and play Final Fantasy 14 online some more, but I wanted to play Hogwarts Legacy as a Slytherin and try to be as evil as I can. And well, I'm not very good at being evil. I'm still end up being pretty nice, but I'm playing as a Slytherin and I'm making sure I'm learning the dark arts. And using those where I'm cursing enemies and stuff like that. So I'm trying to be more Slytherin, and I was kind of curt with, there's one character that he wants to prove his bravery by having me go and collect something for him. And I'm like, well, if you were trying to prove your bravery, you should go and do it. Not, hey, I collected this here, take this and you can show it to people to prove you're brave because I did it, not you. And so I'm like, no, I'm not going to give this to you. And I wish I had dialogue choices where I could say, no, you need to go prove your own bravery. The plant is still in this little hidden area. You go and get it yourself. Prove your bravery yourself. Don't have me collect an item, give it to you, and then you're going to show it to people and say, see, I'm brave. Kid's afraid of a puffskin, which is a little ball of fluff. So, yeah, I was like, no, you're a coward. You need to go and get it yourself. The kid still hates me anytime I pass by. It's like, you're not at all the person they said you were. I'm like, yeah, well, you're all the coward everybody says you are. So that's the meanest I've managed to be, other than having a little bit of attitude. But I don't have it in me to go through it and do some of the other stuff. So I'm trying to pick the mean choices on dialogue, but it's just not working. But I will learn the unforgivable curses and actually use them this time. My first playthrough, I didn't use any of them, but I learned them just because I wanted to see if there was an achievement for learning every spell in the game. But this time I'll use them. So that's what I've been doing, playing with that, and also playing a few games with my wife. played a little bit of Vampire Survivor, which is a lot of fun. It's just basically see how long you can live. It's kind of very arcadey. What else did I play with? That's the primary stuff that I've been playing with this week and everything. You know, looking forward to a new year and finding new games to play, but I'm also catching up on my backlog. Getting ready for Planet Comic Con Kansas City, actually, this year. I have not heard back on, I only remember to apply for one panel where Dan Vietz comes in and shares, I mean, he's the head of the thankyouwaltdisney.org that knows all about the Laugh-O-Gram Museum that they're trying to build. I mean, but the studio's there, but, you know, they're making a museum up, that kind of thing. So I've set up to where he's coming in, but I didn't set up anything to talk about what happened to a lot of the animators that work there that I've done for the past couple of years. And people have enjoyed it when they come, but I kind of feel like I don't want to do the same thing over and over every year because some people maybe, well, I already saw that one and they won't come back on it. So if I give it a little time, maybe we get a different crowd. I don't know. So I've only applied to do one panel. I haven't heard back if we're approved or not. But this year, I mean, goodness sakes, Don Bluth is coming. Yeah. And Andy Serkis. And a lot of people, I'm pretty excited to attend this coming year. So I'm trying to save some money up to, you know, with my probably I'm going to get one day probably for my panel, but I may have to buy myself tickets. And then, of course, some money to go and buy some fun stuff while I'm there, that kind of thing. So, I mean, a lot of exciting things going on. Go to planetcomiccon.com if you're interested in getting yourself some tickets here or coming down to Kansas City and checking it out. It's going to be great this year. It's going to be crowded, but it's going to be great. But that's everything I've been watching and playing these last couple of weeks. And so now it's time to move into some other content. But before we move on, though, let me remind you about Dubby. If you go to NeverlandPodcast.com, you'll find the big text letters for Dubby, Dubby.gg. Use the discount code Neverland, or you'll use the link there in my website. If you want to get a good energy drink without getting the jitters, this has got all the good healthy stuff for you. It's a little drink mix. You mix it with your water. You drink away. It's good for giving you energy while you are gaming without giving you those jitters because it's made out of good, healthy stuff. But once again, that is Dubby. And like I said, use the link right there. And don't forget, of course, to hit that shop button right up there when you find that on the Neverland Podcast page for the Phantom Nexus, of course. Lots of fun stuff in there. Shirts. There's different qualities of shirts. So I've got like different prices on different shirts. If there's something you want, but I don't have it there for you, like maybe a certain design you've seen me use or whatever, and it's like, can I have this on a shirt? Well, just let me know. Send me an email, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Let me know what you'd like, and I will try to make sure that product is made available to you, and I will let you know because I want to provide for you, and plus it also helps pay for the show. So when you buy something, I thank you a lot for going and checking a look at the shop and for buying something there and finding something, mugs, all kinds of different fun things. Let us move into the movie review section of the show, which, let's see, should be this button. Oh, that's the trailer park.
Want to see a movie?
Yeah. Any good?
It was bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
I like it a lot.
The best movie ever made.
A Phantom Nexus movie review.
Alrighty, so Sonic the Hedgehog 3 came out in theaters December 20th, and I know I'm probably a little behind on talking about this. It was directed by Jeff Fowler, written by Pat Casey, Josh Miller, Josh Winnington, starring Jim Carrey, Ben Schwartz, and Keanu Reeves as Shadow. Now, I'm somebody who I only played like the first two Sonic games. I'm not a big, you know, we had a Sega Genesis, but, you know, I'm not a big Sega guy. I'm mainly, you know, playing other systems like Nintendo or whatever. So, I've gone into these Sonic movies just, you know, because they're fun, and they are. They're a lot of fun. The animation is really good. They even stepped up the amount of detail on the little furs or whatever on Sonic and his pals. I was really impressed with it. I mean, they just looked even better. And the fact that they're not afraid of the fact that these are basically cartoon characters living in a human world, and they go for it and have fun with it. I have enjoyed all three of these movies. It's just been great. I think the cast is fantastic. Jim Carrey always knocks it out of the water, this time with two roles and even having some jokes that are kind of like, we know what we've done with me playing two different characters interacting. Ha ha. My favorite joke of the whole thing has to be seeing Knuckles as he has burnt his marshmallow and it's on fire. And he says that he has dishonored his marshmallow. That cracked me up. I really thought it was hilarious. But this is a good time for the whole family, and it's nice to have movies out there that you can take the whole family to, and everybody's going to have fun. The kids will have fun. The parents will have fun, because they're probably old enough to have played a Sonic the Hedgehog game. I mean, it's just as much fun as the other two, if not even more fun. Good, heartfelt story. I don't want to get into so much. Those of you familiar with Shadow the Hedgehog will probably know some of his story, and I don't know how accurate it is. I meant to do a little bit of research on Shadow the Hedgehog, and I was going to make the show about that, but I found other things I wanted to talk about, so I didn't really dive into Shadow's backstory. I know he's a very popular character among Sonic fans, and they've even recently released a game that he's kind of a focal point, I guess, like a Sonic Generations. This is with Shadow, and I should probably play some of these newer Sonic games, but, you know, I don't really like platforming games so much anyway, and I'm only capable of 2D platforming. 3D platforming, I struggle with a lot. I really struggled even trying to get through the remake of Epic Mickey, or Rebrushed, because it had a lot of 3D platforming jumping. And if you really want to see me fail at trying to do platform jumping, I remember playing Sea of Thieves with some friends and on a PC, on a keyboard, and trying to do first-person perspective platform jumping, which is also why I never beat Metroid Prime back on the GameCube, because there was a lot of platform jumping in a first-person perspective, and I can't do it. I'm terrible. So, yeah, but overall, definitely a very enjoyable movie. A lot of the cast, you know, is back again. They're just all just killing it. Although, you know, they could do a little bit more with James Marsden as Tom. And where's the nice lady that plays his wife? I don't see her, but she's a pretty lady. I like her. Tika Sumpter. There we go. Is Maddie. She's pretty. They got a small part to play in the story this time. You do get to go in with her sister, Rachel, played by Natasha Rothwell, and her husband, the incredibly handsome Shemar Moore, or Randall is the character's name. They get to make a bit of a brief appearance, and it's kind of funny as they do. Overall, though, really, really good. Great performances. The direction has been great. The effects are fun. It's funny. It's fun. I mean, I don't know what more you want when a chance to go to the cinema. Just, I cannot recommend it enough. Sonic 3, definitely a great, great run. And if you want to sit at home and watch something fun, and if you happen to be a fan of Wallace and Gromit, which I do recommend watching at least The Wrong Trousers, maybe some other Wallace and Gromits of the early shorts, if you can find them. I have them on DVD. So I did sit and watch The Wrong Trousers, which is where you got an introduction to the villain in this one. And as the description here, top dog Gromit springs into action to save his master when Wallace's high-tech invention goes rogue and he's framed for a series of suspicious crimes. Of course, this is a creation of Nick Park, and this is how it's directed by Nick Park and Merlin Crossingham, written by Mark Burton and Nick Park, starring Ben Whitehead, Peter Kay, and Lauren Patel. Now, the original actor for Wallace has passed away, but the new actor, Ben Whitehead, does a really good job of replicating the voice and just went really great in there. A lot of other actors, Lauren Patel, SPC, Mukherjee, there's a lot of funny names. Like Diane Morgan plays a character named Anya Doorstep, but she's a reporter. John Glover, but not the John Glover we know, did the original voices. But I mean, a lot of people that I'm not that familiar with. Peter Kay, Chief Inspector McIntosh, Norbot, very, you know, by Reese Shearsmith, a very fun character. And I don't want to give away a lot of the plot, but let's just say there is this penguin who's a mastermind thief that Wallace and Gromit managed to thwart his efforts to steal a blue diamond in The Wrong Trousers. He escapes from his imprisonment and is going on. Well, he doesn't escape at first, but he starts getting his revenge. And you kind of have to just go with it with how he first manages to reprogram Norbot. So Norbot is this little gnome that Wallace invents because he's an inventor. And he's supposed to help around the house and everything. And he made him for Gromit to help Gromit out with Gromit. And, you know, is the kind of does stuff and he has this garden. He likes to tend his garden. And I don't want to tell everything that happens, but let's say there's some definitely heartfelt themes of Gromit being he's a dog. You know, he's a smart dog, that's for sure. But he wants to get patted on the head and be told he's a good boy and spend time with his best friend Wallace and stuff like that and tend to his own garden and that kind of thing. And Wallace is so enamored with technology that he misses he's so in the technology that he doesn't get the human connection, which some of us might relate to that. We spend too much time on your phone and you lose the real human contact. Be careful of that, especially younger generations. That is, they're so used to their phones and stuff. They're not growing up the same way that Gen X did, or even the generations before me, with not having the phone and actually having to make real human connections and touching grass, you know, that kind of thing. So if I had kids, I would try to make sure they were outdoors a lot more and not addicted to that phone. That's definitely for sure. So that's a little bit of what some of the story's going on. So Wallace is getting blamed for his Norbot when it gets reprogrammed remotely by the, and I forgot the Penguin. He's like McGraw, something McGraw. He wears a glove on his head, so he looks like a rooster. Master of disguise, this one. So it's kind of far-fetched how he reprograms it, that because he does something and he just happens to get at the right time that circumstance is just perfect for him to do it. But that's okay. It's a cartoon. You can kind of just go with it and just have fun with it. And there's a lot of fun and laughs and hijinks and very good heartfelt stuff that you expect from Wallace and Gromit, where it just makes you feel good and smile. Definitely. It's on Netflix. If you have a Netflix, go watch it. And I recommend everything else, of course, that's Wallace and Gromit. It is all just really, really good and great stuff. And it's a full feature length movie, kind of like The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, which I adore that movie as well. It's a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun on this. Can I say any more fun? But Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, is available on Netflix and definitely worth your time to go and watch it. So then after you're done with that, that's when you can go to the movie theater and go watch Sonic the Hedgehog 3. But let's take a quick break right here for a couple of ads, which those of you who are part of the Red Circle exclusive members or Patreon exclusive, you're not going to get an ad. You're just going to get a little pause. The rest of you are going to have to hear a couple of ads. So we'll be right back after this. All righty. So coming back now into the show, there are some movies coming up this year that I want to be able to take notice of. And of course, February 14th, Captain America, Brave New World. Part of me is kind of giving up on Marvel movies and the new content they're making on Disney Plus. I'm feeling a little burnt and even a little burnt out by the lack of quality we're getting. And this one has gone back so many times for some reshoots that I'm like, well, they're trying to make it good. Directed by Julius Ona, written by Julius Ona, Peter Glanz, and Matthew Orton, starring Harrison Ford, Liv Tyler, and Rose Salazar is what IMDb says. But why are we not mentioning Anthony Mackie here as a starring character? He, of course, is Captain America, but he's a few people down as a top cast. Giancarlo Esposito is coming in as Sidewinder, which I'm not that familiar with him in the Marvel. I know I've heard of him, but I'm not that familiar with him, honestly. The only thing we really know about this, oh my gosh, look at there, Colby Lopez. When you get a good look at him, he's a certain wrestler that we all are going to recognize if you're familiar with WWE. Let's just say he looks very familiar, this Kobe Lopez guy. That's interesting. So of course Liv Tyler being back as Betty Ross, and I guess getting a Red Hulk, although we don't seem to have a Green Hulk appearing that we are aware of. So I'm kind of wondering, it looks like they're might be wrapping this back around. Will this be good? I mean, this is now the Falcon as now Captain America, Anthony Mackie, you know, other than being in a Disney Plus series, this is him getting a movie. And so they really got a lot to live up to. This movie needs to be good to revitalize the Marvel franchise. And so far, I mean, okay. But you know, I'm probably at some point going to end up seeing this. I just don't know that I'm going to theaters for it. February 14th. Also, Paddington in Peru, rated PG. Paddington returns to Peru to visit his beloved Aunt Lucy, who now resides at the home for retired bears, with the Brown family in tow, a thrilling adventure ensues when a mystery plunges them into an unexpected journey. This is directed by Dougal Wilson, written by Mark Burton, John Foster, and James Lamont, starring, let me scroll down here, Hugh Bonneville, Emily Mortimer, Ben Winchell as the voice of Paddington, Imelda Staunton as Aunt Lucy, she's another voice. You might know her from the Harry Potter films and a lot of other stuff. Oliver Maltman as the photo booth voice. That's interesting. Okay, it's probably from what you see in some of the previews where Paddington's in a photo booth having a hard time. I have not watched the other Paddington movies, but I'm familiar. We watched some cartoons when I was in school. They were stop motion cartoons, and I've liked the character Paddington. I've meant to have watched the movies, and I haven't seen any of these, but this looked like a lot of fun, and I kind of want to watch the other movies really quick here, which I believe they're available on Peacock or something like that, so I get a chance to watch this one. Oh, Haley Atwell is in this. Of course, Haley Atwell is awesome. Definitely something on my radar of some things that I want to go see. February 28th will bring us The Legend of Ochi, which I was, or is it Uchi? I don't know. I think it's Ochi. In a remote village, a young girl is raised to never go outside after dark and fear the reclusive forest creatures known as the Ochi. When a baby Ochi is left behind by its pack, she embarks on an adventure to reunite it with its family. This is brought out from the studio A24, which is a fairly new studio, directed and written by Isaiah Saxon, starring Helena Zengel, Finn Wolfhard, and Emily Watson. Of course, I don't know if Emily Watson is related to Emma. Willem Dafoe is in there this as well, and y'all know Finn Wolfhard from the Stranger Things series and also the current Ghostbusters series. I did look at a trailer, but we don't do a trailer park on the regular podcast anymore, and it looks interesting, kind of a weird fantasy sort of ET-ish type of thing, where there's a strange creature and a little girl. They've got my attention, I will say, with this. It's rated PG-13. It's going to run about an hour and a half. And like I said, February the 28th. March 7th, Sinners. Don't know what this is going to be rating. It's in post-production. It says March 7th on one website I had, but post-production is expected actually April 18th. So this is where it starts getting a little messy, and it's hard to tell when something's going to come out. The description here is: trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. This has Michael B. Jordan in it. He's a great actor. Also, Haley Steinfeld, Jack O'Connell, Wunmi Mosaku, a bunch of other actors that I'm not familiar with, Lola Kirk. But this is some of the people who've brought, this is Ryan Coogler, who's written and directed, and he's done stuff like Black Panther. Another movie that I think I saw that he was connected to, that I don't recall what it was, but Creed. Ryan Coogler has directed Creed, the first one, which was pretty good, with Michael B. Jordan as well. So this could be interesting. Looks like it's mainly going to be a drama of sorts, maybe a bit of an action drama. I don't know. I don't think I've actually watched the trailer for that one. Anyways, March 14th. Black Bag. Okay, so when intelligence agent Catherine Woodhouse is suspected of betraying the nation, her husband, also a legendary agent, faces the ultimate test of whether to be loyal to his marriage or his country. Directed by Steven Soderbergh, written by David Koop, starring Kate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender, and Tom Burke. Now, see, that's already, you got some credential there. David Koop has written a lot of different things, and of course, we're probably familiar with Steven Soderbergh for his directing. And, of course, Kate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender as a married couple, and they're both super spies. Pierce Brosnan is actually in there. It'd be funny if he was James Bond, but he's not. But the premise sounds interesting. So, I think that this would be one that I will probably want to check out when it comes in the theaters. All right, next thing coming out pretty soon. Of course, March 21st, Snow White. We don't need to discuss Snow White. We know it's going to tank, right? They've already, Rachel Zegler has already ruined it for them. And, yeah. We'll just leave it be. April 4th. I am not interested in seeing Minecraft, but I bet your kids are. And it says four misfits are suddenly pulled into a mysterious portal into a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination. They get back home. They'll have to master this world by embarking on a quest with an unexpected expert crafter. It's Steve. This stars Jason Momoa, Jack Black, and Emma Myers. It's directed by Jared Hess, written by Chris Bowman and Hubble Palmer. And it's Minecraft, and it's got a big fan base for the game, but will it translate into box office? I don't know. The first teaser out there didn't really get people excited, so we'll see what happens. Alrighty, expected on May the 2nd, although, yeah, that's what I've got. It's still in post-production right now. Thunderbolts. I don't know how much hope I have for this. It's directed by Jake Schreier, written by Kurt Busiek, Joanna Kahlo, and Lee Sung-jin. This has Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, Rachel Weisz, Ogil Korlenko. I hope I got that right. David Harbour, Hannah John Kamen, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. All, of course, popping up there, plus Wyatt Russell as Giant John Walker. We'll see, right? We'll see. It hasn't really looked that interesting, but, if it turns out that when it comes out and if people enjoy it, I'll go and check it out. This is usually the early May thing that they try to put out something in time for Free Comic Book Day. And I would normally have gone to a movie for Free Comic Book Day, and this would have been the one, but I have my doubts on this one, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see. I don't know. It could be good. It could be. I don't know. Maybe I'll end up seeing it anyway. May 23rd, the live action Lilo and Stitch. We really have only gotten to see a teaser of this. I don't even know why they did this. It's not even been that long ago. I guess it's been about 20 years since the original animated movie came out. Is that time for a remake? Apparently to Disney, it is. That's all I want to say about that. I'm going to skip that one. The weird thing is like some of the original cast are back, and I'm like, you know what? Let me look to see if they're playing the same characters, because that would be weird. We got Courtney B. Vance as Cobra Bubbles. Tia Carrera as Mrs. Kakoa. Okay, so at least she's not playing the same thing, but Tia Carrera is back. Jacques Galifianakis as Jumba. Hannah Woodingham as Grand Councilwoman. Billy Magnuson as Pleakley. Jason Scott Lee as Liss is being there. Sydney Agudong as Nani. Wonder who Jason Scott Lee is playing. He was a voice in the original. Trying to look for his character's name in the list. Yeah, David Kawina as Kaipo Dudot. And I think David is who Jason Scott Lee played. And yeah, that's... I really didn't feel that this needed to be remade. Disney needs to cut it out. I don't care if you did, Stitch looks fairly decent, but in a realistic sense, when you look at Stitch, when he looks more real, he doesn't look where like you could believe it for a second that he's a dog. Of course, he didn't really look like it in the original, but is even more so in this one. Tom Cruise is back on May 23rd with Hayley Atwell and Mission Impossible Final Reckoning. Without these having numbers, I don't know which ones I'm supposed to watch. I need to rewatch. I don't think I need to rewatch the first three, two, three. I watched, I guess, the fourth one. I think I've watched four. And I don't think I've watched five of them. But I need to go and watch all these so I'm caught up to know what in the world's going on with these, because these look amazing and Tom Cruise is still quite the entertainer. And so I kind of want to see this movie, but I'm really behind on Mission Impossible movies. But I have till May 23rd, so maybe I should sit down. And I think I will. I'll just watch them all. May 30th will bring us Karate Kid Legends. That's Jackie Chan with Ralph Macchio. Of course, we know that's coming. June 13th, I'm going to move through some of these, is Elio. That is from Disney. We've already talked about a lot of these before. June 13th, How to Train Your Dragon. July 2nd, Jurassic World Rebirth. Yes, I know. They made another one, and you're surprised, too. Directed by Gareth Edwards, written by Michael Crichton and David Coop. I guess they give Michael Crichton some credit, even though he didn't write this. But the plot synopsis says 5 years post-Jurassic World Dominion, which was terrible. An expedition braves isolated equatorial regions to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric creatures for a groundbreaking medical breakthrough. Because they have to come up with another excuse. Scarlett Johansson's in this, but that's not going to make me go see it. I am just completely uninterested. I'm probably going to wind up having to go with Philip or something, though. So I'm probably going to wind up seeing this one. That's how I end up seeing the last one. Superman, I think we were just talking about this on the last episode, June 11th. I'm actually pleasantly surprised at what we saw in that little teaser trailer. I actually am interested in this movie now. I wasn't sure when I first saw the costume and I didn't know anything about the actor, but after getting a look at it, I'm kind of down for this. And they do have somebody listed as Kara Zor-El, Millie Alcock. So there you go. There's Supergirl in there. Alan Tudyk is in there as an unnamed king. We get a Cat Grant, a Guy Gardner in there. My goodness. See what other. Oh, here's Skylar Gizondo as Jimmy Olsen. Maxwell Lord, played by Sean Gunn. I'd like to see what they do with that. Oh, we have an Eve Tessmacher, played by Sarah Sampaio. I would imagine, I don't know if she's so much as an actress, more of a model based on the image here in IMDb. She's very pretty, but she has that very model kind of look. They're giving credit, of course, to Jerry Siegel for writing, and then Joe Shuster, of course, and then James Gunn wrote this and directed it, and he's done pretty good with most of the movies I've seen. So I'm confident he's going to make something, and he's handling this with the love that it should have. So we might be enjoying this. Okay, also, I didn't know this was happening, the Smurfs movie. This is expected around July 18th. I don't know anything about this. It says it's an animated musical film revolving around the iconic creations of Peyo. That is all I have. But Alex Winter is in this. Billy Lord, Nick Offerman, Amy Sedaris, Octavia Spencer, Sandra Oh, Kurt Russell, Hannah Waddingham, Natasha Lyonne, James Corden, John Goodman. I mean, there's a lot of big casts in there, but there's nothing about story. We haven't really got a look at this. I'm guessing it might be an animated movie. I guess, are they restarting from making Smurfs movies? I don't know what's going on with this, other than it's a Smurfs movie. Fantastic Four First Steps is expected on July 25th. It's an alternate reality. Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doom. We don't know how or why that happens. Am I hopeful for this? I don't know. We'll see. That's a wait and see. I want to see a teaser or a trailer or something before I can really, because I don't trust current Marvel Studios. They've kind of gone off the rails a little bit, but maybe they can come back. We'll see. August 1st, we're bringing The Bad Guys 2. I never saw the first one. I hear it was good. Maybe I should watch it. Bad Guys 2 might be good as well. August 1st, The Naked Gun. This is the Liam Neeson version of The Naked Gun. It's not a remake so much of any of the films, but it is based off from the files of Police Squad, you know, that kind of thing. It is still based off Police Squad, but Liam Neeson does have that deadpan dry delivery that I'm sure that if you give him something funny to do, it's going to work. So I'm actually thinking this might be good. This could be actually really good. Other films on August 8th, The Battle of Bogdan Cross. August also brings us a Freakier Friday because we needed a sequel to Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan and what's her name? I can't believe I forgot. And I didn't pull up the link on these because these are not set where they're going to be the release times. Something called The Bride on September 26th. Something called Michael on October 3rd. Tron: Ares expected October 10th. Zootopia 2, because that needed a sequel, on November 26th. I mean, I did like the first Zootopia, but it wasn't enough to where I was wanting a sequel. I mean, that one did kind of catch me by surprise that it turned out to have like a massive preaching at me moment. I mean, they were kind of preaching a little bit before trying to make a point on there, but then they just blasted it in your face. And I was like, you've lost me. This was just, you know, this is not the greatest writing, but I mean, it was kind of enjoyable. I did like the first Zootopia and Zootopia 2. I'm like, well, okay, but yeah, let me see what they've done with it. I don't know what the story is or not, but Disney doesn't make things that excite me so much anymore. And then December 19th, we're expecting Avatar, Fire, and Ash. That is everything that I have for upcoming movies of stuff that some people say that we should be excited about. And some of it I'm interested in. Some of it I'm like, well, we'll wait and see. Some of it I don't know anything about. Didn't find anything about it. So I'll just wait and see. As trailers and stuff come in there, we'll take a look at these and see, you know, if we're going to get to go and have some fun in the theaters. Like I said, I tried to find stuff that was supposed to be in the theater and not just streaming, which is why I left quite a few things out. And also R-rated films. There's a lot of R-rated films. I think it was their new Predator movie or some sort and some other things. But yeah, if it's going to have an R on it, we're not covering it on this podcast. All right. Well, I still have some time on this show too. I love doing this and going listening to old radio shows. And so I love sharing these with you, and it's been adding, I think, something special to the show. They're all in public domain, so I'm rescuing them before archive.org goes down, before they get shut down. So let's listen to another classic radio program, and I'm sticking with comedies for the most part. So let's have a laugh. Let's go.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Canada Dry, the champagne of ginger ales, presents a series of programs to advertise the new made-to-order Canada Dry, which you can now buy by the glass at drugstores and soda fountains. This series will feature George Olson and his music, Miss Ethel Chute, the star of many Broadway successes, and that suave comedian, dry humorist, and famous master of ceremonies, Jack Benny.
Thank you, Mr. Thorgerson. That's pretty good from a man who doesn't even know me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benny talking and making my first appearance on the air professionally. By that, I mean I'm finally getting paid, which, of course, will be a great relief to my creditors. I really don't know why I'm here. I'm supposed to be a sort of a master of ceremonies and tell you all the things that will happen, which would happen anyway. I must introduce the different artists who could easily introduce themselves and also talk about the Canada Dry made to order by the glass, which is a waste of time, as you know all about it. You drink it, like it, and don't want to hear about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, a master of ceremonies is really a fellow who is unemployed and gets paid for it. I think you will like the entertainment arranged for tonight, I hope. Of course, I haven't seen any of the program myself, but I've spoken to the artists individually. They seem to think it's awfully good. The first number will be a selection by George Olson and his orchestra. I think this, being our first program together, it is no more than fair that I have you meet Mr. Olson personally. He's really a very charming fellow and one of the few directors who comes to and from his work on roller skates. That's perhaps the silliest thing that I'll say all night, I think. I might add that Mr. Olson is very, very handsome. I told you, George, I'd get that in. But as long as we are both on the air, of course, I won't have to worry about that. Oh, George, come here. I want you to say hello to the folks.
Hello, everybody.
That was George Olson, ladies and gentlemen. He rehearsed that speech all week. You know, this is really all play with George. He doesn't have to work at all. I might say that Mr. Olson is one of the wealthiest conductors in America. You know what I mean. He owns his own car. Of course, the other boys are in debt, too. George, what kind of a car have you?
A Saxon.
A what?
A Saxon.
A Saxon, huh? Well, that was my fault for bringing it up at all. Is it a new one?
Oh, yes, a very late model.
I see. Well, you must have been in this country a long time now, haven't you, George?
Yes. Say, by the way, Jack, what kind of a car have you?
Me? I have a bicycle built for two. I mean, now, you can't go back any further than that, have you? Well, George, I think we ought to get started. What's the first number?
I beg your pardon, mademoiselle. It's a French number, Jack. Do you like French numbers?
Do I? Mon duck, mon duck. You look so important directing that orchestra, you know, with the baton in your hand. I don't know, there's something about all you fellas when you stand there waving that stick in the air. It's thrilling, you know. One thing I'd like to know, George, if the band didn't show up, what would you do with that stick?
Why, I'd throw it away and do what you're doing.
Always kidding. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present a young lady who is a star of many New York productions, Miss Ethel Chappé. You will remember Mr. Dave Best and Whoopi playing opposite Eddie Cantor. Is it all right for me to mention Cantor's name here? Everybody else does. Ethel, come over and say hello.
Oh, hello.
Wasn't that clever? Oh, she does a lot of things like that, you'd be surprised. And Miss Chute is going to sing for us. She has a beautiful voice, too. She has a sort of a nervous soprano. You know what I mean? In fact, last week she had her nose lifted so she could be heard in Philadelphia. And, oh, by the way, here's a little news for you. Might interest you. Miss Chute is really Mrs. George Olson. Although I wouldn't go as far as to say that that's the reason she happens to be on this program. Nevertheless, she's Mrs. George Olson. Such a nice girl, too. I'm surprised that she's married to Olson. And now, Mr. Tay will sing, I Found a $1 Million Baby. I still feel a little frenzy tonight, Ethel, so it's mon duck to you, too. My girl, you know, I get so sentimental. I really have a girl. She lives in Newark, New Jersey. You know, the girl I go with when I'm in Newark? She's not what you call good-looking, exactly. In fact, she's quite homely, but then she can't stay in the house all the time. I imagine you folks have seen her pictures in different magazines. You know, she poses for the beauty ads entitled The Four Takings. And she comes from a very fine family, although her father very often partakes of the forbidden beverage. It's all right for me to mention that, as they have no radio. In fact, her father drank everything in the United States and then went up north to drink Canada Dry. Boy, I'm glad I thought of that, Joe. You know, the one about Canada Dry? I'm really supposed to mention it occasionally. After all, I owe it to my sponsors, and they might be listening in. Seriously, though, do you realize, folks, that if you want a drink of Canada Dry, well, say just a glass. You don't have to buy it in the bottle. You can walk into any drugstore or soda fountain that has that big sign, Canada Dry, made to order, ask for a glass and get it. I know you always have it in your home in bottles, but isn't it nice to know that you don't have to wait until you get home to drink it? Gee, I thought I did that pretty well for a new salesman, eh? I suppose nobody will drink it now. And now, folks, a very stirring number called I Love a Parade, with a vocal refrain by the Messrs. Fran Fry, Bobby Borger, and Bob Wright. Love a parade, ladies and gentlemen. The kind of a number that grips and thrills you, gives you that great feeling of patriotism, and makes you glad that you're an American. Personally, it didn't bother me very much because I took a nap while the boys were playing it. Now, folks, in case you've forgotten, this is Jack Benny again. You know, the Canada Dry humorist. Say, I thought that was good. The Canada Dry humorist. I made that up myself, huh?
It sounds like it.
That witty retort was by George Olson, ladies and gentlemen, proving again that he is still an orchestra leader. At that, George has a great sense of humor. Say, he told me a story the other day. Do you mind if I tell it, George? I'll give you credit for it, you know. It's really supposed to be true, too. It's about George's uncle, who had been ill for a long time. He had what you call labor poisoning. You know what I mean? He just couldn't stand working. So his doctor finally told him that he would have to get a lot of fresh air, do outside work, but not lift anything heavy. He told him that at no time was he to lift anything heavy. So his uncle got a job as a garbage man in Scotland. Funny, I never heard that one before, but the thing that kills me is Olsen telling a Scott story. I mean, because George, you know, is no centrist himself. In fact, he invited me to dinner the other night, much to his own surprise, and he paid the check with a $5 bill that was in his pocket so long that Lincoln's eyes were bloodshot. That's a fact. However, he will now favor us with that very popular song hit called Paradise. After all, why should his orchestra be an exception?
George Olsen speaking. By this time, I know you're thoroughly bored listening to Jack Denver, our master ceremonies and his alleged Canada Dry humor and telling you all about Made to Order Canada Dry. We also have a product to sell. It's music. And may we show you now just how we make music. Wally, he sure plays some with two little six CDs on his drum. And that's how we make you. Now we have the boys with their violin. Their bows go back and forth when they begin. And the drums. Now the trumpets play loud and shrill, but when they get going, they'll give you a thrill. The violin and the drum. The old trombone flies up and down. When he gets hot, he goes to town. And the trumpet, the violin, and the drum. When you want to shiver, a quiver, or a groan, we call upon the boys with the saxophone. And the trombone, and the trumpet, and the violin, and the drum. Please, please, now, when you want some rhythm, where do we go? Why, it's old Bob Wright to his old banjo. And the saxophone, and the trombone, the trumpet, the violin, and the drum. Oh, the cow is now a little birdie. All right, Bill. Now, the next old fella can't be he. You know him well. It's Piccolo Pete. And the banjo, and the saxophone, the trombone, the trumpet, the violin, and the drum. Okay, Ben Burney, if you like it. That's it. Now we have the piano for cadences and such. All he needs is a very light touch. And the piccolo, and the banjo, and the saxophone, and the trombone, and the trumpet, and the violin, and the drum. So are you, so are you. Now the old bass fiddle plays way down low. He has to get a Derrick to move his bow. And the piano, and the piccolo, and the banjo, and the saxophone, and the trombone, the trumpet, the violin, and the drum. Hey, please. Bass, piano, piccolo, banjo, saxophone, trombone, trumpet, violin. Now that's how we make you.
That was cute, George. I mean, babies will like it anyway. And, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the way these boys make music. Now, if they could only play it. Mr. Olson will now play Come West, Little Girl, Come West. And I'm supposed to sing a chorus of this number. And do you know, folks, that 6 months ago, I couldn't sing a note. Really, I could not sing a note. But after taking 3 glasses every day of Canada Dry made-to-order ginger ale, I still am unable to sing and can't even sign a note. So the moral of this is drink that champagne of ginger ale, Canada Dry, and don't worry about signing notes. So for want of a better soloist, Miss Chute will sing, Come West, Little Girl, Come West. I'm going east.
To hear a cowboy sing like a cowboy sings when it's blue. Round the campfire on the range when his daily work is through. If I could hear a certain love song, what memories it would bring. I can't forget that love song the cowboys used to sing. The sun will set, the moon will rise, but I wanna look in my baby's eyes. Come west, little girl, come west. The breeze will blow, the stars will peep, but I'm too lonesome to go to sleep. Come west, little girl. I love the West, it's full of charm, but I rest best in my baby's arms. Come West, little girl, come West. The sun will set, the moon will rise, but I cannot look in my baby's eyes. Come West, little girl.
Everybody, this is Kate Smith, or Jack Benny talking. You see how nervous I am? I mean, not so much because I'm broadcasting, but I think all my relatives are listening in, and I don't want them to know that I'm working. Although I have an older brother that I'm quite fond of. I mean, we get along great. We sort of share everything together. I mean, what's mine is his, and what's his is his, you know. This has absolutely nothing to do with Canada Dry made to order. I keep getting entirely off the subject. But don't forget, folks, that you can walk into your neighborhood drugstore, or any drugstore. I mean, after all, I don't care what drugstore you walk into. I'm just the master of ceremonies here, that's all. I mean, if I'm going to have to worry about things like that, you know, I'll have my hands full. But go into any drugstore and order a glass, mind you. Not a bottle, but a glass of made-to-order Canada Dry ginger ale and stagger out. It was funny, the things you can buy today in a drugstore. I went in for an aspirin the other day and came out with a new hat. I imagine the next number will be by George Olson. He's about to make his first appearance on this program. In fact, I'm lucky to get in here at all. This is called Drums in My Heart. And boys, try and finish this all together if you can. Ladies and gentlemen, was the last number on our first program on the 2nd of May. Are you sleeping? I hope you'll be with us again Wednesday. In fact, I hope I'll be here Wednesday. George, though, we all hope that we'll be here Wednesday. Well, good night, then. All aboard, away we go. Get that little lady on the train, boy. All aboard.
Okay, now I want to remind you, though, about Podgagement. I have links for that there at neverlandpodcast.com. Podgagement is Daniel J. Lewis's fantastic service. If you happen to be a podcaster and you want to get your reviews sent to your email, plus a lot of other great things, check out Podgagement. He's got a lot of different possible packages for you to look into to help make your podcast better. I thought I had some other things to plug over there, but I guess I've already plugged everything. So make sure you go to NeverlandPodcast.com. Email us at podcast@NeverlandPodcast.com. Find us on X or Twitter, Neverland PCast. We're on Facebook. There's a group and a regular page. While you're on the website, go to join the Neverlanders. We have, well, you can become a Lost Boy or a Pixie. Why Pixies? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. You'll also find links to our Patreon page where you can become an exclusive subscriber there and get all the bonuses and stuff like that. Also, if you look there in the show notes, there'll be a link for Red Circle's exclusive membership where you can get a special subscription to become an exclusive there to get no ads in the podcast and other special type of things. And I make a special episode specifically for the Red Circle exclusive members, then you'll get it. Same thing with Patreon. And Patreon, I can put videos in there, so there'll be fun videos in there if you become a Patreon supporter. You can also support us by going to the shop there, NeverlandPodcast.com, hitting the shop. Like I said, if there's a product or something you would like, let me know. Send me an email, and I will try to make sure I provide that for you in the best possible price that I can. Although, if you want, like, higher quality of something, there's a variety of different shirts, and some are, I guess, higher quality and more expensive. Be forewarned. So I'm trying to use the less expensive ones because I know it's been a rough 2024, but we hope 2025 is going to turn that around. We do want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show for helping me out with the introduction. And until we see each other again, get lost in an adventure.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.